Welcome to Market View with Ike Iosa and Friends. The show that not only reveals and analyzes the inside story on today's market news, but also uncovers the areas where investors can make money right now. Market Views with Ike Iosa and Friends is being brought to you by GN Capital.
Let's make a good evening. Mike Iosa, your host for Market News. Yes, my very good friend, Mr. Glenn Neely. Hi, Glenn, how are you?
Doing good, Ike. It's been quite a long time.
Yes, it has been. And I'd like to congratulate you for being the number one bond timer and also among the top five gold timers.
Appreciate it. You are, according to Timer Digest, in the January end of, or beginning of your issue, you were the number one gold timer for the last 3 years. So you're making me look bad.
Okay. Well, I think... However, gold can manage to make everybody look bad anyway. So when we talk about being number one in gold, I always treat it with extreme humility.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, a lot, right? You can't stay number one long normally.
Well, let's talk about gold. When it got up to 1300 in January, I thought that it was going to turn down. In fact, I thought a few months later it would be lower than where it was at the time. However, one thing that did take me by surprise is that for 8 straight weeks, it went down without mounting any credible bounce whatsoever. That I have to admit, not only I did not expect it, but the readings that were generated going into the top in January were suggesting to me that although we would go down, we would still see a bounce. It never happened. What are your thoughts on gold?
Well, it's structurally, it's a little confusing right now. The big picture, you know, if I go way up to, say, 6 monthly charts, it's clear that the high in 2011, which I think both you and I were warning was the top, but that time frame was clearly a major turning point in the gold market, and that the big crash we saw in late 2012, early 2013 was probably the first phase of a very prolonged decline. We've been consolidating ever since that point with a slight downward drift. So from a 6 monthly high-low chart perspective, I'm expecting a pretty big sell-off before the end of this year, and I do expect gold to break 1,000. And when that sell-off gets underway, especially once we break 1,000, I think that's when finally the public will realize that things are really different and changing in a strange kind of way that most of us have never experienced before, which is a deflationary kind of environment. I've been saying this for years with you, and you know, gold keeps going down and sideways, and the talk of deflation keeps growing, especially with oil dropping in half. But I think this event, this coming event later this year, is really going to put the nail in the coffin, that it's going to be very clear we are going through international deflation, not just U.S. deflation. And that's going to affect the entire economic landscape in ways that aren't, you know, what we're used to. It's going to be a very strange world, in my opinion.
You said that the picture at the moment is kind of murky. And I agree, but let's try to dissect it a little bit, okay? We are close to the bottom of the range between 1140 and 1200 in the cash gold.
Well, the bottom of the range for the last few years.
Yes, yes. Can we expect the small bounce we had after 1150, 1140 to continue at least in the next 4 weeks before we see a bigger wave unfolding on the downside?
Well, when I look at 6 monthly charts, I can't determine that. I can just say the trend is mostly sideways or down. If I move to a monthly time frame, it allows for a bounce of almost $100 without any problem to the structure or change in the overall perspective. It's not required, but it's pretty likely that we're going to get some kind of bounce along those lines. If I move down to even more detail, it gets really difficult to figure out exactly what's happening, but if I had to take a guess based on just behavior, not structure, when I say behavior, I'm talking about which direction the market's moving the fastest. From doing this for 33 years now, I can tell you with zero doubt and zero hesitation that the direction a market moves the fastest is always the trend. Even if that fast move is completely retraced, it's still the trend. So let's say that you have a really fast decline of $100 and it gets retraced 100% really slow. That means the trend is still down, but you're just in a correction and you're still waiting for the next move back toward the previous low. So it'll just be like an ABC flat kind of structure. So looking at gold behaviorally, we have the rally back in January that was pretty fast. It rallied about 120, 30, 40 points in just a few weeks, right above 1300. And then since then, we've declined more, but it's been slower. So that suggests to me that we're in an uptrend since the low of January, but that uptrend is very weak and weakening, so that the current bounce that we started at the low in March is going to be is going to top below the highs of this year, but it still could get close to 1300. It'll take a little bit longer, and then when that's finished, we're going to start a massive collapse in gold. And so that's what it looks like to me on a more detailed basis.
Okay. Any other thoughts on gold before I ask about equities?
No, I think the most important thing for customers to realize is that the probabilities are extremely high that gold is going a lot lower before the end of this year, and that, you know, this means anything denominated in dollars is going to decrease in value. The dollar should increase in value, which I think you and I have been talking about that for about a year or two. And, you know, the dollar's gone up a lot in value in the last, year or so. So things are going in the way that we've been predicting. But the next shoe, I think, is going to fall later this year. And that's going to be the shock to the system. That's going to really start to change the whole way the world looks at current economic conditions. It's going to cause problems with the banks. It's going to be a very, very strange world. I think the best place to be is in cash, or not too heavily invested in tangibles or even in equities, because most things will probably decline in value except the dollar itself.
Okay, let's turn our attention to equities.
Okay, get those charts open here.
Okay. Over the weekend, I was looking at some of my intermediate term indicators that have to do with inflows and outflows in the equity markets, and specifically the S&P 500. Now, these are proprietary indicators. I don't want to confuse you or other people too much about it. But since November, when the S&P for the first time crossed the 2000 mark, we have spent 5 months moving pretty much in our 80 to 100 point range from 2000 to 2100.
Right.
Now, looking at my inflows, outflows indicators, what I can say is this. First of all, the inflows are still positive. However, each time the market has pulled back and then moved back up towards the top of the range, the inflows have gotten lesser than the previous time. To put it all together, what that tells me is that in the short term, the market could be vulnerable to a sharp pullback based on whatever news may cause it. But in the intermediate term, meaning towards the until midsummer, late summer, it still has enough fuel in it left to move towards the 2200 mark. What are your thoughts on the S&P?
Well, this gets back to what I mentioned earlier. The most important thing, I think, to realize about the S&P is the speed of movement on long-term charts. If you look at a 6 month high-low chart, the drop from 2007 through 2009 was the largest, fastest decline, I think, in decades, maybe since 1929. And that's on a price and a percentage basis, I'm pretty sure. So everything since then has been larger, but much more slow and detailed and complicated. So independent of the fact that we've rallied now, what, another 20, 30, per 40% higher than the highs of 2007, the whole rally would be under wave theory counter trend because it's going a lot slower. So this puts the S&P at great risk at almost any point, and it's going to be very difficult to predict exactly when, especially right now because wave structure isn't quite finished on shorter term charts. But this puts the S&P at the risk of a very large decline, similar to the one in 2007 through 8 and 9, but it would be slower. It'd be maybe similar magnitude, but slower. So I think you're right that we're at risk of a big decline. When it's going to start, it doesn't look like the market's quite ready for it. When I look at 6-monthly charts, I can't tell. I just know that, you know, we will get it. When I look at monthly charts, it's a little shaky there too. Weekly charts, for the first time, are starting to get somewhat clear and suggesting that this pattern could be finished by about the summer, give or take, you know, a couple of months, like 2, 3, 4 months from now. It could all be finished, and we could start the largest, fastest decline we've seen in the stock market in years, not bigger than 2007 through 2009, but a very large decline that would probably shock a lot of people. I mean, I would say it's possible we could drop 1,500, 1,400, maybe even 1,300 within a pretty short period of time, causing a huge scare, and then the market might recover for a while from there and eventually top below whatever high we make this year. So I guess the bottom line for me is that I think we're getting close to a top on a multi-year basis, even a multi-month basis, that downside is far greater than upside, that a huge decline could take place over the short term later this year, and that a much larger decline could take place into the end of this decade, pushing below 1,200, maybe even getting down to 1,000. But I don't think, based on all the evidence I see now, I don't think we're going to break the 2009 low anymore. That was a possibility until, you know, the last year or two when we just have gone up too far. So it makes it, that shows too much strength, which makes it almost impossible to break 2009's low. So, but I think we're going to be in for a big, very unpleasant multi-year decline starting sometime this year or next year, early next year.
Glenn, anything else you'd like to add?
No, but I definitely think we should probably talk in about a month because this is getting more serious every month.
Glenn, thank you. Great talking to you again.
Okay, thanks, Ike.
You too, and there too.